Kathy Gruhl was 59 when she was finally ready to make the call. Her fingers trembled as she dialed Melissa Harris's piano studio in Sandwich.
I'd like to try and, you know, learn to play the piano. I'm not the type to think I would be ever good enough to play piano.
All right, so we're going to do your lesson now.
Setting up her first lesson was not easy. Kathy had wanted to play all her life, but long ago, she stopped believing that she could.
So bring your right hand to the center of the piano and open your hand up, bring your fourth finger.
Her hands shake slightly as she places them in position, but once she starts playing, she's calm. She's been taking lessons for 7 years now, and she's come a long way. When she first started, she could barely bring herself to touch the keys.
Like I'd press one note, press another note, and put my hands in my lap.
To understand why Kathy was so afraid of the piano, you have to go back to what she calls her previous life. In her 20s, Kathy was married to an abusive man. She rented a piano once, but he took it away before she could begin to play. She doesn't like to dwell on this time in her life, and yet a lot of her self-confidence was lost there. Her desire to play lay dormant for nearly 30 years, until one day she was walking in the woods and came across an abandoned piano. She said she was so sad to see it, all alone, falling apart, forgotten.
There were just three beautiful little brass pedals. You know, I picked them up and I brought them home and cleaned them, and I put them on my fireplace.
Kathy would stare at the pedals on her mantelpiece, remembering her old dream of playing the piano. Finally, she worked up the courage to set up her first lesson. Like Kathy, Karen O'Connor had also ignored her desire to play the piano. Just after she turned 60, she decided to send an email to Melissa Harris's piano studio.
I just thought, you know what? Okay, I'm going to do it. I will admit, I was nervous.
Karen kept reading Melissa's email over and over again. She was finally going to do this.
Good. Now, Karen, let's talk about the fingering
here. Karen's a perfectionist. She tried to learn to play the piano when she was 12. She says she was the oldest student in her class and the worst. She was embarrassed, and so she quit. But she kept her piano. For decades, it moved wherever she moved. But it remained silent.
A whole bunch of things prevented me from actually jumping right in all those years that I kept the piano. Work was a big thing. What I was totally consumed by work.
Karen had a successful career. She was accomplished, an expert in her field. The idea of being a beginner in piano was terrifying.
When you look back on your life, do you think you have been particularly hard on yourself?
Definitely. All throughout my career in life, I have tried to accomplish as much as I could. So becoming a learner, emotionally, it's humbling.
When Karen turned 60, she thought if she was ever going to learn to play, it was time to try.
Children who are 3 or 4 years old don't fear the piano.
That's Melissa Harris, Karen and Kathy's piano teacher. Melissa sees how adults often bring their insecurities to the piano. Karen, a high achiever, was afraid of failure. Kathy didn't believe she could achieve anything.
It brings out the frailties in most people. So it's nice to see people overcome that too, learn to accept that they're not going to play perfectly. It ultimately allows us to be okay with ourselves as we are.
By golly, I think I might have got it.
Playing the piano, Karen and Kathy don't feel the full weight of their insecurities. There's no pressure to achieve here. They play for themselves.
If you're somebody who maybe doesn't have a lot of confidence, the piano, it just takes you to a different place.
It's just a wonderful release to be able to sit at the piano knowing that I'm comfortable with wherever I am. And my fingers may, you know, go to the wrong notes. I still love it.
For WCAI's Creative Life, I'm Carrie Shear in Sandwich.
Well, that wasn't perfect, but...